You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medla. Lorna Cherote Littleway reports in the Columbia paper that the Taconic Hills Central School District joined the Cold War Veterans Exemption Program for property tax assessments December 21st. The 41 veterans serving between 1945 and 1991 in the district can now receive an exemption of 15% up to a maximum of $12,000 on the assessed value of their primary residence in the district. Veterans with service-related disabilities are to be eligible for a maximum exemption of up to $40,000 on the assessed value of their homes. Taconic Hills District Business Manager Sybil Howard said that participation in the program would not have, quote, a great impact on school taxes paid by district residents not eligible for the exemptions. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum says he will not change anything about the way his officers do their job if Kingston declares itself a sanctuary city. The proposed resolution says, quote, enforcement of federal immigration laws is the prerogative of federal enforcement agencies, end quote, rather than local police. Said Van Blarkum, quote, we never start by asking those questions about immigration status if we're handling a call. They, deputies, might ask you for some kind of identification. Then there's very few people, even people who are here illegally, that don't have some type of documentation, end quote. Kingston Police Chief Egidio Tinti agreed. Quote, this resolution would not change how we do our business, Tinti told Kingston lawmakers last month. Van Blarkum said officers asked for immigration papers about 20 times in the past year. Albany is already a sanctuary city. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Eoin Higgins reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the music store in Great Barrington, Mass. Is closing. Quote, competition from the internet and changing shopping habits have made it impossible to continue, end quote. Shop owners Claudia D'Alessandro and David Reed said in a statement January 3rd. The store specialized in acoustic instruments with the largest ukulele collection in, quote, 75 miles in any direction, according to the owners. The store closes January 31st. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Jack Howland reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Congressperson John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, has opened offices in his hometown, Kingston, Delhi, and Washington, D.C. Quote, should you ever be in need of assistance? Faso said in a press release, please do not hesitate to call our offices. His offices are at 2 Hudson Street in Kinderhook. The number there is 518-610-8133. His Kingston office at 721 Broadway in Kingston can be reached at 845-514-2322. Faso's office at 111 Main Street in Delhi can be reached at 607-746-9537. And in Washington, D.C. at 1616 Longworth, the phone number there is 202-225-5614. You can find these numbers on the WGXC website in the newsroom. I'm Alana Medlock, and you're listening to the WGXC News Update.